here at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX convention. Look who I ran across. Sue Mitchell. Sue, how are you?
I'm so excited.
Good to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Shake hands. Make it official.
All right.
And another thing, happy International Credit Union Day. Everyone around here has been talking.
70 years.
How many?
70.
Whoa.
Well, I think.
Quite the mile. Do that 70. Seven times.
Okay.
And we're good. That's what I tell my kids. Seven times. All right. So how are you? I mean,
I'm great. Yeah. I'm here.
Fancy
I'm
meeting
excited.
You here. Yeah.
You know, I think that there's such momentum in the industry again. So mm-hmm. it's fabulous to see that and the impact that we're having.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that we've tapped into something very important. So,
indeed.
Yes,
indeed.
We have.
Yeah. And you're talking here today, you want to talk diversity and inclusion, mm-hmm. two very big topics in our industry right now. And they're having a session on it today. And
Yes, and we're doing a session too. I think the key thing is we all want to stand up for diversity, and that
sure.
has many layers to it. I'm obviously focused on the Global Women's Leadership
mm-hmm.
Network.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to talk for just a minute about World Council in general.
Please do.
In 2020, or for 2020, the vision of the CEO, Dr. Branch, was to add 50 million new members.
Wow.
And
we're at 260 now. They just had a report, 260 million.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just got the data yesterday, and
yeah.
so we're ahead of schedule. World Council's been really reaching up, you know, six continents. It's amazing the work that's being done.
Good story there. Good story indeed.
Yes, I'm excited about that. And I want to make sure I quote it properly. I've got the actual data here, and he said 89,000 credit unions, six continents, 117 countries, and a 9% penetration.
That's awesome.
So when you think about what credit unions do and the cooperative movement and how important they are in today's environment, I think we all need to recognize that we're interrelated.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things
mm-hmm.
make a difference.
Mm-hmm. So. And even with this much success that's going on right now, the growth that we're experiencing, you gotta still put your foot on the gas pedal and keep going, you know? Now is not the time to be complacent, you know? Don't rest on your laurels. This is the time to really keep pushing.
Keep pushing. Also understand that a lot of the growth is being segmented, and we need to recognize that our whole movement needs to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Our small credit unions and the impact that they have within their communities,
yep.
within their employer groups, they need to be just as vital and critical to the future. They're part of our grassroots movement.
Indeed.
So I think there's a lot of vitality, and I think there's a lot of opportunities to increase the impact.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And that's the heart and soul of our industry.
It is.
These smaller credit unions out there. So we got to support them like never before. So.
I just wrote an article yesterday. We kind of jump around here.
That's okay.
But I wrote an article yesterday about modernizing board governance.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the legacy that we have to sustain and modernize is going to be our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're critical not only to the movement, but also to the positioning within the industry
mm-hmm.
of our credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to be relevant.
Yep.
So that's been a key point of mine, too, in all the planning sessions I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
is to talk about, you know, how are we sustaining this? How are we moving into the future? What's the complexity look like? Do we have to have more formalized recruiting efforts of board members? So that whole piece,
mm-hmm.
back to your,
mm-hmm.
In good times, let's drill deeper. Let's sharpen the saw.
Indeed.
You know?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought the whole board issue, because that's a huge issue in our industry right now, getting quality people on. There's a lot of turnover right now, but even in the CEO executive
right.
suite positions, there's
right.
a lot of transitioning going on mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to get super quality people in these positions is a challenge right now. You know?
It's a challenge, and the industry shifted during our economic downturn.
Mm-hmm.
We had significant amount of leaders that came in that were, you know, really drilling down financially, operating expenses. It's hard to grow because it affects your liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a position to where we're, in some cases, we had to downsize our industry asset-wise
mm-hmm.
so that we could, you know, again,
right.
help with our financials.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in today's world, we've got to balance that now.
Right.
You know, we've got to reach out. We've there are 20,000 payday lenders out there that is very critical
yeah.
to us reaching the people
mm-hmm.
that need the help, and also balancing it with our population and our loyal members
mm-hmm.
Aging.
Which brings me back to the whole diversity and inclusion.
Yes.
This is an opportunity to bring in people with fresh ideas and different perspectives into our industry through the diversity movement, if you will.
Absolutely.
So it's a great opportunity. This turnover presents that opportunity.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we have a tendency right now, because of Global Women, we're focused on gender, mm-hmm. and we're focused on making sure that we recognize within the industry that we want balanced representation mm-hmm. on the boards, mm-hmm. at the CEO level, mm-hmm. in the large credit unions. We also want opportunities to be at the table. Mm-hmm. I think all of that's key. But I think it also expands to diversity representation on the boards, and being able to understand that we reflect our communities. Right?
No doubt.
If we're going to reach our communities, yep. we need to reflect the communities. We need to be representative of the communities. Mm-hmm. So our volunteers, our leadership, our teams, all have to come together and recognize that we should be a reflection of what's going on in our markets.
I agree. So. And you're going to be talking here later today,
I am.
Right? Are you going to be going solo? Are you on a panel?
No, I'm on a panel.
Okay.
I'm excited.
And this is kind of the ideas that we're. This is some of the content you're going to be talking about.
We're going to talk Global Women's. We're going to talk about results. We mentioned that it's 60 years or 70 years with our international movement. Global Women's Leadership Network will celebrate 10 years in 2019.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we're excited about that.
And that is growing like crazy as well. My gosh.
I know.
It is like booming.
Our results are amazing. But you know, that I wrote down a little note to myself to share with you.
Sure.
That doing the right thing is also good business. And when you take a look at the impact of female leaders, as well as, frankly, female members, mm-hmm. Purchasing power, financial decisions, all of the things mm-hmm. that if we're going to, you know, grow our movement, we need to be understanding of the movement.
Right.
So my speaking today is about Global Women and kind of doing an update. It's also about a panel discussion, and we're going to be talking a little bit about really taking a look at what are the obstacles. You know, we're talking about advancing, and we really want to understand what those obstacles are.
Mm-hmm.
And those obstacles are different based upon the country, the location. It's different here in the Northwest mm-hmm. than it is if you go to the, you know, Southern California, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. Texas, across the country.
Right.
So we're going to have 55 sister societies as of, you know, the end of today, actually. It's dynamic. It's
that
happening.
Is recent reporting right there.
Oh,
by the end of today, we're going to have.
We're going to have 100 by, you know, after the first of the year.
By the end of the year,
yeah,
I think
it's
so.
It's happening.
Yeah.
You know, Australia kicks off right now. And so.
Yeah, those are popping up everywhere. I mean, just in the last couple of years, it's really good. You know, caught fire, basically.
It
you know,
has.
The momentum
it has. And it's because of the local representation.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, this time, the Northwest added 6.
That's right. I remember yes. somebody mentioning that last year.
So I'm here to help
them celebrate. My jaw just dropped on 6. Are you
yes.
kidding?
Yes.
In one area?
You know, we've given them 4 to 7 scholarships. We've done empowerment camps.
Yeah.
We've been on the World Bank stage talking about credit unions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're definitely telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is one of emerging leadership. So we've joined forces with YCUP, which is the Emerging Leadership of the World Council, and the Global Women's Leadership Network. Mm-hmm. And so all of these things converging.
Yeah, they all kind of complement each other too, you know?
Oh,
so I mean, because you get mentorship programs and you get these, I don't want to say kids, but these younger generations moving up through the ranks now and bringing their fresh ideas into the industry. It's a really good time to be here.
And then you circle back to what we talked about with volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next barrier, right? We need to not only understand we need gender balance, mm-hmm. but we also need to have youth. We need to have age
mm-hmm.
Diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I look at it as it's a responsibility of those of us that have been in the industry for a while to really ensure our legacy. All right.
Agreed.
So that means passing on these values, mm-hmm. understanding the core mm-hmm. mission, and coming back and saying, this is what built us.
Mm-hmm.
This is what got us here. This is our role. And we have to be financially solvent. We also have to make a difference,
mm-hmm.
have a path to the future.
Yeah, and the association here has an emerging leaders program,
yes.
which is fantastic. We interviewed some of them yesterday, and they're talking about creating mentorship, teaching the established folks in our industry how to be mentors. It's one thing to say, hey, yeah, you should be a mentor, but how do you do that?
Yeah.
So they're talking about creating programs to teach the established folks in our industry, the experienced folks that have all this knowledge, to be a mentor to the younger folks. So again, you have a legacy, you have this continuity. So.
Continuity, and I think that it's in addition to mentorship, it's actually advocating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can mentor, and you and I can get together, and I learn from you, and you learn from me, mm-hmm. and it's so exciting, and we want to develop. We also then have to advocate. We've got to have them here on our arm.
Right.
Take them around, introduce them, network, mm-hmm. say, I want to have the opportunity to increase your strategic influence,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
have a voice,
mm-hmm.
You know, be willing to share it. And I think that's where the convergence happens again,
yeah.
from a legacy to the new voices, mm-hmm. is like, are we on the same page? Well, yeah, we're passionate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Something I tried years ago that didn't work doesn't mean it doesn't work today. And let's understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really look at some of the issues that we're involved in, all about the evolution of our industry,
mm-hmm.
and the role of it. I believe in credit unions so passionately, and what's so important in terms of changing lives, you know, at all levels, at all life stages.
Indeed, indeed. Oh my gosh, Sue. We could talk about this all day long. This is so much fun. So much. And I know you got lots of stuff here to do too. So thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
A nice little impromptu interview. I had no questions. This was just, we were just freestyling here.
Freestyle.
Exactly. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate the time as always.